This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. If it hasn't already, generative AI is going to change the way a whole lot of us do our jobs. If, the obvious caveat here has to be, we still have jobs. The International Monetary Fund says that in advanced economies like this one, 60% of jobs are going to be affected by AI, and about half of those jobs might see lower wages or complete automation because of it. So how in the world are you supposed to prepare for a technological revolution that's being compared to the invention of the internet or, going way back, the printing press? One word, people. Webinar. Marketplace's Matt Levin takes us inside the booming AI training industrial complex.
When generative AI tools like ChatGPT first came out, Autumn Meltzer's team of copywriters and graphic designers flirted with the tech, even though they were kind of terrified by it. She knew it was time to get into a more committed relationship with AI when she spotted a competitor agency trumpeting how they use it in a blog post.
If they're touting it in their blog post, it's a big marketing tool for them. And so I'm like, hey, this is something we've got to leverage as an agency.
Meltzer is a creative director for a company called TrueSense Marketing. She's recently enrolled in several AI training courses. There was LinkedIn's Generative AI Skills for Creative Content, which comes with a paid subscription. There was SimpLive's ChatGPT for Marketers, Content Creators, and Social Media Managers for $149.
They're everywhere. I mean, every day I get a new course almost that is being advertised to me, and a lot of them don't apply to what I'm doing, so I can just dismiss them.
Meltzer estimates she's spent over 10 hours on multiple webinars, paid hundreds of dollars for them in total. She says half have been pretty good, the other half not so much. But overall, the courses have eased her AI anxiety.
It's the enemy you don't know that's the scariest, though, right? And that's why we're going down this path.
What's that quote from Dune? Fear is the mind killer? Well, for the red-hot AI training industry, fear is the cash cow. Marnie Baker-Stein is chief content officer for the online learning company Coursera.
In 2023, someone enrolled on Coursera in Gen AI content every minute. Every minute of the year.
Rival firm Udemy says it's had over 3 million enrollments in AI courses. They actually had a ChatGPT class up and running within 11 days of ChatGPT's public debut. Coursera's Baker Stein says the training and retraining opportunities tailored to specific jobs are basically endless.
UX designer or project manager or, you know, attack and defense specialist in cybersecurity.
Or...
Now, the key behind this is anytime you want to go and generate a lesson plan...
A teacher.
You want to start off with real specific things that you're looking for to go into it. If you just say...
That's from a Coursera training called Innovative Teaching with ChatGPT. The instructor is Jules White, who's a computer science professor at Vanderbilt. A lot of what White teaches is called prompt engineering, basically the art of crafting questions and commands to get the AI to do what you want it to do.
This is like the most fundamentally democratizing moment in computing, where anybody can go in and they can have the power of a programmer without having to know how to program.
Powerful tools like ChatGPT and Midjourney are designed to be user-friendly. That's the magic. So can't you just learn by doing?
Some people don't learn best that way, and some people learn best through a course. And so it depends on what your learning style is, the way to do it.
It's too early to judge how effective these courses might be in actually future-proofing workers, says economist Rafaela Sadoun at Harvard Business School. She cautions AI is young. Years from now, a course like ChatGPT for content creators may sound as silly as an expert guide to using your pager.
The risk is that you learn something now, and 6 months from now, it's already obsolete.
Sadoun says generative AI will require more than retraining white-collar workers how to think about their jobs. It'll require retraining how they think about themselves. She gives the example of a professional writer.
As a writer, are you going to accept that ChatGPT may provide you with some ideas, some creative ideas, and then your role is not anymore to come up with these ideas, but is to select or refine ideas that were provided to you by a technology. And this is a very different way of doing work.
If you're looking for a webinar on how to deal with an AI-induced existential crisis, I haven't been able to find that one yet. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.